What's up? This is Movies On Up. See him topple 2-ton newspaper rolls. See him toss tough men like toothpicks. And I am, of course, talking about my co-host, Mr. Dave Bisella.
That is me.
That's Dave. He's one tough son of a bitch. I'm Ryan. We are Movies On Up. See him topple 2-ton newspaper rolls, blah, blah, blah. That is our tagline for this week. If you think you know what movie that comes from, send your guess off to us in one of the three following ways. Email moviesonup@gmail.com. You can leave your guess directly on our Facebook page, facebook.com/moviesonup, or tweet your guess at Mr. Dave on the Twitter, @moviesonup, if you are correct. And if we choose you, you
prize pack
will win a stupendous prize pack full of all sorts of stuff, but not a tumor. This week, a lot of times, it's a movie that we're excited about, and that's why we do an entire list based off of it. I think Dave and I are both pretty pumped about Maggie, the new...
I'm interested in Maggie.
Okay, I'm pumped about it. I think it has the potential to be really good. We sort of washed its balls a little bit during the summer preview episode, more of a dramatic turn for Arnold, and I'm okay with zombie movies, so... This has got the potential to be really, really good or really, really disappointing. I guess that's the flip side of this equation. But we thought for this week, we would do our favorite Arnold Schwarzenegger movies. The guy has got a ton of credits. Some are better than others, but I had a lot of fun actually going through this list and putting it together.
I did not. I don't like a lot of Arnold movies. I was never a big... I didn't like a lot of like 90s action movies where it was just story didn't matter and it was just bang, bang, shoot 'em up. And that was a large part of his career. So a lot of his big time movies, I mean, his bigger time movies I'm into, the ones he's known for, but I had a top five and I have one also ran.
I had to cut some. I unabashedly apparently really like Arnold movies and I don't care if there's not much of a plot. I enjoy Commando. I know that's not on your list. It's not on my list. It fits the mold of exactly what you said. Dumb, bang, bang, shoot 'em up action movies. I think at some point he was trying to save his daughter.
Alyssa Milano.
Right. I'm not sure why Ray Don Chong was along for the ride, but she was. I like action movies. They can be dumb, like The Expendables. None of those make my list, but I think they're a lot of, at least superficially, they're a lot of fun. And to me, more often than not, that's what I get from Arnold movies, is they're a lot of fun. They probably don't have the greatest plots. They probably don't have the best acting because he's not a tremendous actor. We may see a little bit more what he's got from a chop standpoint in Maggie, but I had a lot of fun doing the list because it just kind of, going back and looking at his filmography, I was like, ah, that movie's fun. That movie's fun.
I mean, here's the thing, though, is the top five I have, I really love those movies. So, I mean, I love five Arnold Schwarzenegger movies. And I also ran love a sixth one.
Also ran love.
So, I mean, the five that are on here are legit number fives. There's no leaving off obvious ones. I picked the five that I love, and I love them a lot. So, here they are.
What is your number five? The hell with it. Let's just
Terminator 2, Judgment Day. One of the quintessential Arnold movies. It's a fun action movie. This one was cool because there's a little bit more to it. It's a great villain, and I feel like that's what lacks in a lot of action movies. That's why Die Hard stands above so many of them, because Hans Gruber is a great T-1000 is an awesome villain. It's very cool visually. Not as much now, but it looked very cool at the time.
At the time, yeah, 1991.
It looked awesome. And Linda Hamilton being a badass, like I really like Linda Hamilton in this one. The contrast of Arnold's role in this one compared to the first one, I thought was cool. I mean, it was obvious he had more star power in this one than he did when they made the first one. So you want to make him the good guy, but I thought they did it in a cool way that it made sense.
Sure, he's a robot. He can be reprogrammed.
And there's some good stuff in there. I mean, not just from, all right, yeah, cocking the shotgun while riding a motorcycle, awesome. There is stuff like that that's cool. The T-1000 going through the window. Like, there's awesome, awesome stuff. But then you go to the scientist's house to murder him. That scene is awesome. There's a lot going on in that scene that...
Because this guy really didn't do anything wrong.
He's a family guy. Like, right. He's not a bad guy, but they're so hell-bent that they have to kill him to stop this. And, I mean, it would have been easy to write that guy as an asshole and like, oh, but...
He deserves it.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of, like, depth there. Like, there's a lot of stuff that, for a movie with this much action, they went a little above and beyond and put stuff. And, you know, the ending, this should have been the last Terminator movie there was, because it wrapped up the story perfectly. Terminator and Terminator 2 are a fantastic two-part series. I love them both for different reasons, but Terminator 2, it's my number five favorite Arnold movie. He has maybe 33 lines in the whole movie. Like, he barely speaks in it, but maybe that's why I like it. But I'm not breaking news by saying Terminator 2 is an awesome Arnold movie.
Right. In a perfect world, would this have been the last Terminator movie we got until maybe the one this summer? Sure. The movie made almost $205 million domestically. It had a $100 million production budget, and it doubled domestically. So I could see why that would be a beast that you'd have to continue to feed. What I am always going to kind of remember about this movie is it wasn't the first summer blockbuster, not by a long stretch. It came out 4th of July weekend in 1991, and I remember the entire summer. I mean, I think I was like probably first grade, maybe. So, I mean, I was a young kid. I definitely didn't necessarily need to be seeing this movie, and I certainly hadn't seen the first Terminator, but I did not give a shit. I did get to see this in the theater, and it just absolutely blew my mind. I was scared shitless of the T-1000, but the action in it was so good. There was Budnick. I mean, it had everything a tiny Ryan would like.
And this is kind of, this is one of those that hit the right time for me. I was around 13, 12 or 13 when this movie came out.
God, you're old.
Not far off from what Eddie Furlong was. So when you have a character in there your age, like, it's easy to imagine, like, oh, this could be me. I could be going through this. And it's easier to place yourself with somebody who's like that with you. And Terminator 2 felt like it included me a little bit more. And I mean, I had seen the first one shortly after it came out because my brother had me watch it. But it's a fun, great action movie with more than is needed out of an action movie.
My number five is another movie that I think a lot of these were kind of, I don't want to say they're necessarily important to my formative years, but I watched them a lot as a kid. And it is, to me, I think it's a very fun action movie. It's John Milius's Conan the Barbarian from 1982, starring Schwarzenegger, James Earl Jones, and Santhal Bergman. I didn't read the Conan graphic novels as a kid, and even as a sort of a comic nerd, I don't read them now. So this version of Conan, this Arnold Conan, is the one that I grew up with, and it's sort of what I base everything else I see off of. In the 80s, there were more sword and leather flicks than you could shake your scabbard at, but I would argue that this one, I think, is actually a pretty good movie. It serves as a very good origin story for Conan, sets up what could have been the rest of the franchise. And I think that the other things that are working in it, like the religion element, doesn't really pound you over the head, but it does establish that there are different religions in this land, and the band of misfits he has all kind of believe different things. But I think that even those characters, the movie's not called Mako the Magician, you know, or it's not called this dude, it's called Conan the Barbarian, but it gives enough time for these other guys to kind of establish themselves. And you mentioned the T-1000 is a good villain, and I think that James Earl Jones is a great villain as Doom or whatever the hell his name is, the dude that turns into a snake. In 1982 special effects, like that, I can still see that transformation scene in my head. And every time I look at James Earl Jones, I go, you know what? It's not that much of a stretch for him to have that sort of python face. One of the things that I appreciate the most about Schwarzenegger movies, and maybe it's sort of the hipster in me, but there's always at least one line or something, at least one, that I end up absolutely loving. And one of my favorite Schwarzenegger quotes, period, comes from this one. So much so, like, it was my yearbook quote. It's right at the beginning when he's still an indentured servant, and one of the generals asks him what is best in life, and he very simply says, "Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of their women." I love it. I love Conan the Barbarian from 1982.
My number four is another classic. Terminator, they tried to reboot sans him a few years ago. there was another remake a couple years ago of a classic Arnold movie that I won't mention in case it comes up later.
I think it will.
But my number four is one that I would absolutely be down for a remake, because I feel like 1987's The Running Man is a little dated now. I love the idea of it. It was awesome. You have your villains. It's like pro wrestling deathmatch, pretty much, on reality TV, essentially. And I just feel like it would be way more fitting now. This is the kind of movie that I'd be for this remake, because it could use an update. It could be modernized, even though, I mean, it was a futuristic movie. But I it's a good movie, because you have him thrown into this death match for convicts. He's a wrongly accused man, so obviously he wants to prove his innocence. But more importantly, he has to stay alive against all these comic book-esque characters, which I thought was a really cool thing to do. And then you have corruption and you have all that other stuff. It's another one. There's a lot going on. Like, yes, it is a dumb action movie, but if you want to pay attention, there's enough there to keep you interested. I really like The Running Man. I feel like there's a lot of politics in it. It's one of those that I feel like absolutely could be updated to today, but I feel like it was a little bit ahead of its time, but still a really cool movie.
I think it was a lot ahead of its time. It's going to be a little bit ahead of its time when it comes to my list. I had it a lot higher, but I really, for the most part, don't mind moving things around, so I'll do that just to piggyback off of what you said. Maybe the reason it was higher on my list is because I like it more than most people do, but I do like, and this might be weird to say of a Schwarzenegger movie, but I mean, it was written based off a story by Stephen King.
It was a Bachman book, yeah.
Yeah, so obviously there's a little bit of a story behind it too. It's not just, you know, shoot, shoot, bang, bang, or whatever. But I think it says a lot about not just our civilization, but pretty much every culture and their need for this overly violent entertainment. And the movie itself was sort of overly violent because that's what we need. That's what we demand as a movie-going audience. Not even to mention what it says about reality TV way before it became what it is now. You said an update. I think it could use an update, and it would be maybe kind of rubbing our noses in it now because of what reality TV has become. That seems to be sort of the next evolution of reality TV. Is, oh, I mean, we've already got bum fights. Why the hell don't we just have them kill each other and put it on network TV? I also do love, probably the thing that I appreciate most about this movie is the camp. And I feel like the comic booky villains are 100% into that. They're so over the top. Jim Brown is a villain. Jesse Ventura, I love. Probably my favorite villain of all of them is Richard Dawson. It wasn't a giant stretch for him to be cast as this slimy game show host, but he fit the role so well. And to me, it's fun, but it does kind of make maybe a little bit more of a statement than something like Conan did. And without question, I think that this has the most, they're not necessarily the best post-kill one-liners, but they're the ones that are kind of like, they make you groan, sort of on purpose. And I think my favorite one is after he chainsaws Buzzsaw in half, Maria Conchita Alonso asks him, hey, what happened to Buzzsaw? And he just very dryly says, he had to split, of course. There's so many that I could choose from that movie, but that's the one that I'm going to single out.
My number three is another movie that I absolutely love. I mean, I'm not breaking any news on these top ones. It is 1987, directed by John McTiernan, Predator. So many times you have movies of, you know, your innocent teens that come across a monster, or your family vacation that come across monsters. So trapped in the woods against a monster isn't a new idea, but having a group of trained killers trapped in the woods against a monster that they have no idea how to kill,
you'd think that would be a fair fight.
Yeah. Awesome. The cast, Carl Weathers, Jesse Ventura again.
The governors.
Yeah. These commandos, these trained killers, are trying to hunt and kill this animal that is trying to hunt and kill them. There's not a lot of extra going on there, but what it does so well. And McTiernan, he knows how to make a movie. And this is one of Arnold's best characters. the characters in this movie are a little better because you get to develop on them a little bit more.
Because we don't get the Predator right at the beginning. Yeah. They're kind of on their mission where you see, Dutch lead and you see Billy and Carl Weathers and Jesse Ventura, and they all get to kind of shine a little bit before they get mowed down.
Yeah, much like The Thing. We herald The Thing as this great movie because every death matters because you know these characters. Predator kind of gets that a little bit, is you get to know these characters. It's not Arnold and a disposable cast. This is a good team of trained killers that are over their heads. The violence is awesome. The Predator is one of the coolest movie villains ever. The invisibility, everything about the Predator. It blows my mind that they got two of these and then that was it.
Well,
I mean,
allegedly.
Predators, I like the idea of, but I just don't understand how you drop the ball on a Predator movie. And the Predator versus Aliens, like, they've dropped the ball a lot, and yes. I don't get it.
Because it's such a cool character.
You could keep making this movie over and over again, and I'll be into it every time.
But that's the thing, they didn't. Even Predator 2.
Was in the city, which I thought was awesome.
Yeah, which was cool, but it's definitely a knockoff version of this. Despite the fact you still have characters that you sort of care about.
I thought Danny Glover was awesome in that. Predator 2 gets
good.
A lot of shit. I think it's a good, solid movie.
It's good, but I think that there was kind of an erosion from what worked well the first time, and it was, making all those characters sort of count. And I think that they did an okay job of that. I forget who the lady detective was, but Bill Paxton, you cared about both of them. But it was only a couple. And then by the time we got to, Aliens versus or Predators, I think they were all like killers or something. They were all bad people to begin with.
Yeah, it was a prison colony, essentially.
Yeah, exactly.
But fucking make it now. Set it in the fucking Middle East and have two warring factions that have to come together against. I mean, there's so many things you can do with that.
I'm smelling Middle East peace between the Palestinians and the Israelis. They have to bond.
Unite to fight Predator. There we go.
Done and done.
Done and done. Next time, Predator goes to North Korea. You can make the same
North and
movie
South Korea, yeah.
Over and over and over again, and I will watch it every time.
The Predator tore down the Berlin Wall.
Yeah. I just don't understand how you make a bad Predator movie, but we've gotten, three of them?
At least.
Yeah.
You can send our Nobel Peace Prizes movies on up at gmail.com. Send an email to Dave. He'll give you the P.O. box, and we'll take it from there. My number three. Arnold's always going to be known for his action flicks because he is one of the most bankable action stars of my lifetime. You can maybe argue on who's the biggest, but Schwarzenegger definitely should be in that argument. What he isn't necessarily as known for is his comedy flicks. And even by my list, I've got four action flicks and one comedy. But the comedy is pretty good. It's 1990's Kindergarten Cop, directed by Ivan Reitman, starring Schwarzenegger and Penelope Ann Miller. Even in his actioniest of action flicks, maybe not necessarily Predator because there wasn't a lot of humor in that at all, but in The Running Man, he has some lines that are maybe not supposed to be funny, but they sort of are. And at the beginning, even before he starts killing people, he makes a joke about when he's at the airport trying to escape, he's got his Hawaiian shirt on and he makes a joke about if Maria Conchita Alonso had just kept her fucking mouth shut, they'd have been in Hawaii and not being chased by Buzzsaw. But I think that he has the ability to put in sort of just a hint of humor in these performances. So I think he actually does have chops for comedy. And here he was in the hands of one of the greatest comedy directors that we had going, especially in that time. Dude was just cranking out hit after hit. He was more the straight man in this, and it was sort of the kids that were, I don't want to say they were handling most of the comedy, but it was more or less just this giant action star's reaction to what the kids were doing that sort of made for the humor. But, I mean, without this kind of role from Schwarzenegger, for better or worse, I don't think that we get the string of family movies starring The Rock. I don't want to say he made it cool for a big, burly action guy to do a family movie, and Kindergarten Cop absolutely was.
Like Vin Diesel did one.
Right, Pacifier. A lot of guys are doing them now. Big.
Cena's done a couple, Triple H.
Yeah, wrestlers are doing them.
Cena and Triple H might be the same person as far as I know, so
I
don't quote me on that.
I'm not sure that they are, but I know neither of them are Arnold Schwarzenegger, though I think he is in the Wrestling Hall of Fame. Take that for what it's worth. But I do like this movie an awful lot. It's been years since I've seen it. But a lot of great lines in this one, too. Obviously, the tumor line, it's not a tumor, is always going to kind of stick with me. It's probably one of his most iconic lines, maybe not the most iconic, but when I think about Kindergarten Cop, it always sort of does make me smile. I can see him saying that. I can see the big vein in his forehead, his big red face, his eyes bulging out from dealing with these kids. And really, it kind of showed a different side of him, a side that I thought was sort of underappreciated, at least on my list.
And Kindergarten Cop is my only also-ran. And I like it because at that point, that's when Arnold was making just bang-bang action movies all the time. This was a little out there for him.
He did some more comedies.
Yeah, but
I didn't like any of them as much as this
no,
one.
No, I'm going to make the comparison between him and Sylvester Stallone because their careers were very, very similar. They both made the mistake of something like Junior or Twins is so far outside of his wheelhouse that it kind of falls. With Stallone, like Throw Mama from the Train was like so far out of his wheelhouse.
Stop or my mom will shoot.
Kindergarten Cop is one of the only ones where he strayed away towards comedy a little bit, but he was still within his element. He's still an undercover cop. There's still the
Detective
action.
John Kimble.
Yes, there's still the action aspect to it. I'd like to have seen more of that. Between the two, Sylvester Stallone, I don't think, has great comedy chops. He was great in that SNL skit, the one with Norm, but Norm stole that. Stallone has good comedy chops. They kind of show up in a lot of his movies, but I would have liked to see more of these because now that's almost all you get. Like, look at a Rock movie. A lot of these action movies now have this kind of feel to them to where there is that humor in them. And I'd like to see more of this Arnold because he was outside of his wheelhouse enough, but still in his comfort zone.
And we may yet see more of it now that he's not running the state of California. He's kind of back to making movies. I don't want to say necessarily full time, but with those movies,
I mean, what we've gotten has been pretty bad so far. That Last Stand and that Escape Plan one.
Sure. But I've got higher hopes for this summer.
And I'm really stoked for that Terminator one.
Sure.
Although that last trailer, whoever came up with that idea should be fired.
I don't know if I saw it.
Yeah, don't watch it. Do not watch anymore. If you have not watched any Terminator Genesis trailers, don't.
I've seen one of them.
That's the good one.
Right.
Leave it at that. There's a new trailer that gives away like a major thing that would be an awesome like thing to reveal in the movie. Just gives it away.
No.
So, yeah. My number.
That's why I don't watch trailers.
My number two?
Two.
Two. Going back a bit, it's the prequel to my number five. It is Terminator.
I don't know that it's a prequel. I think your number five was a sequel to this.
It takes place before my number five.
But it came out before. It's not a prequel.
It precludes it. Terminator. This is Bad Guy Arnold, which you didn't see a lot of in his career once they realized how bankable he was. You can't have this bankable of a bad guy. But goddamn, was he a good bad guy. I mean, he's so stone cold and stone faced in this, and he's terrifying. I mean, he's an absolutely terrifying figure that if that guy's coming after you, Michael Biehn, I need like 10 Michael Biehns, and I still don't feel safe.
10 Michael Biehns and a Linda Hamilton.
Yes, and a white chick with dragons. Give me everything, and I'm still not going to feel safe. You know, throw 5 Eddie Furlongs in there. I don't even care. Just anything between me and him. At that point, you know, I'm just standing behind people. And it's a really cool movie. The future aspect, the time travel. Maybe I'm a sucker for sci-fi. I mean, the whole premise is they send a cyborg from the future to kill the mother of the guy who's leading the revolution against the robots. That's an awesome setup.
It's a solid plan.
Yeah. It's not Terminator 2. Terminator 2 is like a nonstop action. Like, it feels like a summer blockbuster. This doesn't. This feels almost like a sci-fi thriller, almost, with good bit of action in it.
It's what it is.
Yeah, it's not an action. It's nowhere near as action-packed as T2. It's a good thriller. It borders on almost horror movie, where Arnold's Terminator is the Michael Myers of this. He's the Jason Voorhees, where he's just this unstoppable force that you don't know how to stop and you don't know how to get away from. And he played it off so well, and he did it great. And Linda Hamilton, just her in both of these movies was awesome. Like, she was so good in this role, especially in this one. as that kind of helpless morphing into what she becomes into is really, really cool. And I feel like she kind of steals the movie, but Arnold as that, essentially the Jason character, the Michael Myers, is awesome. It's just a really cool, like, sci-fi horror-ish movie.
My number two is also the prequel to your number five. It is The Terminator. I struggled with which Terminator flick to put on the list because I was only going to do one. I love them both. They both absolutely would deserve a place on the list, but I really only wanted to pick one. And it's tough because they're both awesome in their own right. But I think if I was showing an alien an example of like an Earthling action movie, it's very possible that I would start with Terminator 2. Like, hey, check this out. This is action movies. We love this. At the time, it was state-of-the-art visually. The action was nonstop. It had some of the coolest sequences that I had ever seen in a movie. Whereas Terminator 8 years earlier, I think holds up almost as well visually. Whereas T2 is a great action movie. You kind of mentioned that Terminator is a phenomenal sci-fi movie and one of my favorite time travel movies to boot. Granted, they kind of ruin the time travel element as the sequels just keep on finding their way to the screen. But I really like the man versus machine aspect that this movie brought. It's not just man versus machine, but a completely unstoppable machine versus, you know, men and all of our weaknesses, you know, fear, pain, fatigue, all of that crap. And as iconic as Schwarzenegger was, as the 800 in T2, you hit it on the head. His performance in this one is perfect. He's not asked to do that much other than be a completely unstoppable killing machine. There's no expression on his face. It's stone cold. Very much like the mask of Michael Myers. That is unchanging. Schwarzenegger did that with his face, just unflinching the entire time. I mentioned that maybe it's not a tumor, it's not his most iconic line. Perhaps it is, I'll be back, which as great as it is in T2, I love it in the first Terminator. It's when he's at the police station and they won't admit him into the precinct. So he says he'll be back and he is. He drives a vehicle through the front window and then starts to murder everyone. I love me some Terminator. And I can say that even after having seen the second one first. Obviously, they're not the same movie, but of the two, I like the original better.
Yeah, they're two different movies. There's still a good 1-2, and I think that's what makes Terminator 2 such a good sequel, is that it's not the same movie again, but it's the same idea. So my number one, a lot of what I said about Kindergarten Cop, I kind of blew my load on because it's everything I had planned to say about my number one. My number one goes back to 1993, again directed by John McTiernan, story by Zach Penn and Adam Leff, screenplay by Shane Black and David Arnott. It is Last Action Hero. Talk about branching out to do comedy while staying in your wheelhouse. This does that even more so than Kindergarten Cop. And we had either an episode in the near future or in the near past where we talked about being meta and how meta now is much more used than it was maybe in the early 90s. This was very meta. Arnold Schwarzenegger basically plays Arnold Schwarzenegger. You have your character that's transported into the world of action movies to meet his favorite character, who is character played by Arnold Schwarzenegger. And it's a really cool idea because it's not just your dumb throwaway action movie. There's a lot more to it. Between the Two Worlds, it's awesome. F. Murray Abraham's awesome. Tom Noonan, like, it's got an awesome cast in it. And it's some of the funniest Arnold's been. Like, it's not as joke-heavy as Kindergarten Cop, but it's close. Shane Black dialogue is something else. I mean, it's not as... A Shane Black comedy is going to be a little different than an Ivan Reitman comedy, but he pulls it off. I just think of the video store scene, like, there's a lot of good scenes in Last Action Hero. This is another one, like Running Man, I think was maybe a little bit ahead of its time, but I don't want to see a remake because I feel like Last Action Hero is kind of perfect for what it was. It doesn't need updated. It just needs to be reviewed. It's such a good Arnold movie. It's such a good Arnold performance, which is weird because, like I said, he's basically playing Arnold Schwarzenegger, playing a character.
A version of...
But It's so good. It's so funny. The action is good. The story is awesome. That's why that's my number one. And again, I love all of these movies, but I love Last Action Hero more than any of them just because of how cool and different it is. And you don't even now, like, it's rare to see a movie that tries to go as all out as this movie did.
The thing I will always appreciate about Last Action Hero is it is the movie that absolutely spelled it out for me that even if it's rated PG-13, you can get one F-bomb in and you're okay. My number one features several F-bombs. It is a movie that Dave sort of teased earlier, and it should be no surprise given my love for a certain director, Paul Verhoeven. It is 1990's Total Recall, starring Arnold, Sharon Stone, and Michael Ironside. Really, any of what used to be my top three movies could be my number one. That was back when The Running Man was one of my top three movies. But I love the sci-fi in The Terminator, and I love the campy humor that was in The Running Man. I feel like Total Recall has a little bit of everything. The idea of implanting memories in people so that they don't actually have to go on vacation, you can just sort of have the experiences without ever actually experiencing it, is kind of an interesting idea, and maybe even more appropriate nowadays when people seem to be, when you're on vacation in a beautiful place, it seems like more people are experiencing it through their phones by taking pictures and trying to document it that way than actually just being sort of present and kind of taking things in. I kind of feel like the memory implants are just like the next, or maybe a couple logical evolutions from that, but a really good idea nonetheless. Based off of Philip K. Dick's story, which in and of itself is pretty interesting, there are a ton of shootouts that keep the action quotient up, and there are one-liners in this movie that I think would even make Ben Richards jealous. I kind of think the best of the bunch, it's probably the most on the nose, but after getting rid of, spoiler alert, the treacherous cab driver, Benny, he drives this like burrowing machine right through his chest, and as he's completely finishing him off, yells, "Screw you, Benny," as he's getting the drill bit right through the old chest there. I did like this movie a lot. Again, I thought it was a good sci-fi flick. It's not great sci-fi like The Terminator is. I like Paul Verhoeven movies a lot. They tend to be on the sci-fi range, and they tend to be super violent, which, as if I didn't learn anything from The Running Man, I like me some violent entertainment just like the old lady in Running Man. So I love me some Paul Verhoeven. I love me some Total Recall. Those are my five.
Yeah, Total Recall is one that I almost had on it. I just, like, watching it now, I'm not that into it. Can't get that into it. Like, yeah, it was...
You've gotten lame in your old age.
Yeah, I mean, Three Titties was awesome when I was younger, but now,
Is it one titty too many?
Yeah. Yeah, I only have two hands.
We're going to have a conversation off mic. I got this covered for you.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't like this movie as much as I should.
Clearly. I mean, that was it for your also-rans. I feel like, for me, it was a kind of a toss-up between, you know, if I wanted to put Terminator 1 or 2 on there, so obviously one of those would have been my also-ran. I do like Conan the Destroyer, not as much as Barbarian. I like Eraser. That's one that I think we kind of completely, I don't want to say we completely missed, but as far as Arnold action movies go, it's not the best.
I feel like True Lies is one that a lot of people love,
yeah.
But I always missed it, and then Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, Jingle All the Way, I feel like of the holy trinity of Arnold comedies, if we don't want to mention like Twins or
Junior.
Yeah, the kids comedies. I think Jingle All the Way is definitely the third place one on that. But, I mean, who didn't want a Turbo Man after that movie? If we have somehow managed to miss your favorite Arnold movie, maybe you're a big fan of that apocalyptic jam he made.
End of Days?
Yeah,
End I of wanted days. To like that.
Yeah, I think we all did. But if we missed your favorite Arnold movie, let us know.
Maybe you really love Collateral.
Maybe you do. It's not bad. Let us know. Email moviesonup@gmail.com. You can let us know on our Facebook page, facebook.com/themoviesonup, or tweet some stuff directly at Dave @moviesonup on the Twitter. That's it for our favorite Arnold movies. Next week, we go to a movie featuring an actress that we like even more than Arnold Schwarzenegger. And that is Anna Kendrick. Pitch Perfect 2 hits theaters next weekend. If you listen to these in chronological order, Pitch Perfect 2 hits theaters next weekend. So we're going to do an entire episode. I feel like this is about 3 years in the making. Yeah, roundabout. Finally, we'll cave and do an entire episode on Pitch Perfect. So stick and stay for that. But until then,
keep it up, pitches.